Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Which one of us hosts this one?
Oh, I don't know, but I know for a fact that whichever one of us it is, they've just watched the chunk of 1 minute, 1 hour, 10 minutes and 48 seconds to 1 hour, 20 minutes and 28 seconds of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter.
Welcome.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
Okay. I'm Tom Walker.
So, we open. Do you want to, should we start again?
No. Harry is toying with his bacon. He is like just got a fork in it, winding it around. And it's weird to think that in that shot, he is just surrounded by the smell of food. Because this is one of the movies where, this is the only movie where they did these shots with real food all around.
Yes.
So
they would just bake under all the lights.
Yeah. So he is surrounded by rot, toying with dead pig.
He's toying with it. It's like the way that he's eating his bacon, it's like he's only ever eaten biscotti before.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Is that your Harry Potter?
The pasta's bad, sir. Ma'am.
What is it, Harry? It's me, Princess McGonagall.
This is our impression corner.
Oh, God.
Drink while I'm riffing, boy.
I was given an opportunity for a spit take. Every time I drink and that water passes to my gut unimpeded, that is a loss in your column.
Yeah, I know. And chalk that up. Another one. Oh.
Funny.
That's good.
He was playing with his meat. Then Snape comes along. He's playing with his meat,
too. Snape's playing with his meat, too.
Yeah. Everyone in this is just really giving their meat a good old go.
Yeah.
Playing a bit of tag with the old... With the old big brother and his two little sons. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do, and I love it.
Great.
Snape comes up. He's wanking as well, and he's got quite a swagger, the way that he walks up. Not immediately recognizable as a limp.
No, Snape engages a pimp walk, approaches these two young people, this group of young people having breakfast, and sees fit to use
Rob,
his limited
Herman.
Time. Rob, Herman,
Hardy.
And who could forget young Barry?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Alan Rickman for once again nailing his role of saying something and then giving a long pause. His eyes go left, right, left on this one.
Ooh.
Oh, something's happening on your Apple Watch. What was the alarm you have to say now?
Stop drinking.
Ah! Woo!
Woo! Anyway.
Oh, boy.
trouble, huh?
Oh, another alarm going off. Says here, more podcasts.
So Snake got a limp.
Yeah.
Barry is talking to Herman, saying, "Oh, it's him. He had blood on his leggy." So he thinks Snape snuck in, got past this dog. I don't know.
I just want to take us just back a little to Snape's iconic line, wishing Harry good luck. Because even now that he's beaten a troll, surely a little Quidditch game should be no obstacle, even if it is against Slytherin. Look left. Look right.
Look left slightly again. Less left. Now cross the road.
And now I'm going away. Sure, I'm not going to be hit by any dastardly night bus.
And then we get a...
My name is Alan Rickman. Where everyone else, as they age, their hairline recedes towards the back of their head. As I grew older, my voice grew more and more into the back of my throat. Until finally it was tickling the clitoris that was in the back of my throat. And every second of speaking for me was an unimaginable paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I am the inspiration for doing that.
Yeah, just like the Lord of the Dance, after every scene, Alan Rickman has to run backstage and bone a woman.
Yeah. Have we talked about that, how he read... Someone on Twitter found Michael Flatley's autobiography, and in that autobiography, it seems to be mainly about how much Michael Flatley fucks,
yeah,
how good he is at fucking, and how much Riverdance, the only unsexy form of dance possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Riverdance.
The only one.
Has brought him reams of pussy.
Yeah.
To like a Scrooge McDuck vault level of pussy.
Yeah. That's why he has like the 50 people dancing behind him, because he's like, don't they look stupid? Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I'm at the front. This must be cool.
There's more of them. Don't look at me.
They are interrupted by an owl, which flies in. The owl makes a lot of noises. Mm. None of them hoots.
No.
Did you find that weird?
Yeah.
Because the owls,
like,
all the other owls are like, whoo.
Yeah. This owl's kind of like, reeb.
Yeah.
Reeb.
Oh, great. The owl's here. Oh, how do you know? Well, don't you hear that trademark cry of Grinkus?
Yeah.
The owls are coming. Herbert, Herbert.
Oh, the male's here. Oh, stop drinking and just laugh.
I am having fun. You can't command me to laugh. I have to.
You're laughing
something.
Into your drink bottle.
Oh, yeah. I was thirsty. A man has his needs, Demi. Mm. I'm sorry that your resolution is to stop drinking and mine is to start drinking. Now, this owl delivers...
the most tightly wrapped package, nary a bubble wrap or void packer inside.
We ain't seen clearer package since Michael Flatley in Riverdance itself.
Yeah, baby, there he goes. Woo!
And we're
rip
back.
It, baby.
Rip it,
rip
baby.
Rip it, fucker. Yeah, baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Bruno Mars over here.
So we have what I would describe as a broomstick-shaped package. Which looks like a broomstick covered in brown paper.
Yeah.
The children take 6 pieces of string off of the broomstick-shaped package, and one of them gets to deliver that iconic line, it's a broomstick! It's... I mean,
was this some kind of dry mop?
Oh, wow, Harry. Someone sent you a big match.
Oh.
But they've got the end mighty wrong.
Oh, no, it's a big dirty lollipop.
Oh, look at this wrong arrow someone sent you, Harry. Oh, someone sent you a sign to demonstrate that far up ahead on the road there's a broomstick.
It's some kind of analogue vacuum.
Oh, look, Harry. Someone's cottoned on to the you wanting a broomstick and has sent you a greeting card to that effect. Ever so big it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, look, Harry, someone sent you some dowel. It's a broomstick.
It's a broomstick.
Not just any broomstick, a Nimbus 2000.
Yeah, baby.
Which is to say, a broomstick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, real quick, what the fuck was Harry gonna use to play the game of Quidditch in the next 10 minutes before he got that broomstick?
It's just Harry on a fucking twig. Desperately trying to... weeping as he just drags a mop along the ground, hoping that the snitch comes down.
He's just skateboarding on a fucking dustpan. He's got two of them and he's trying to fly alongside like their wings.
Oh, Harry. Harry. Just having a vacuum. No, don't worry. I'll clean the pitch of all the blood that falls on it from above. It's a brutal game, Quidditch.
It is.
It is a brutal game. Yeah. I mean, there's the bludgers.
There's the bludgers.
There's the stitch.
There's
old man.
There's old man.
There's old man.
Yeah.
There's the grass below.
Yes.
There's sand at the base.
Sometimes.
There's sand at the base of the three circles.
Yes.
Which indicates either that they're expecting people to fall in that.
Yes.
Or because what
McGonagall
does it matter if they fall in
somewhere
sand?
To shit.
Right. Yes. She has to just dash out. All the other urinals are at the base of the tower.
Yes.
And then for cat wizards only, they get to just dash onto the field and relieve themselves in the middle of the game.
Yeah, it's the only game where they don't stop when a cat runs onto the field.
Or would Quidditch matches be one of those things where they enact the old ways and just shit where they sit and magic it away before it starts to smell?
Ooh, no.
I think it would be.
Yeah?
Yeah, anything like that where you could just, like, you don't want to get up because you're afraid you'll miss something.
Yeah.
That's an absolute, yeah, you're magicking the piss and shit straight out of your body.
Fuck, yeah, that's true. Where do you think the piss and shit goes? Because, like, you got to magic it to somewhere. You can't just magic it to not exist.
I think you magic it. And in your mind, you think it's disappeared forever, but the person that invented the spell that casts it away...
They're filling up.
Yeah. They didn't tell you that it goes straight into them.
Mouth-wise.
This disgusting little piggy gets all of this piss and shit.
They're
filled
at the bottom of their magic funnel.
Yeah.
Living in their yum-yum cave.
Rubbing their little hands together. Somewhere a house elf, an incredibly powerful house elf. Day and night is joyously glugging down just gallons of wizard.
What about cum?
Oh, you mean Bertie Bott's every flavor juice? I mean, I think...
Yeah. What if you went to magic the shit out of your pants, but you didn't know the spell, so you're just like, Avada Kedavra, and your ass dies. You never have to shit again.
My ass dies, immediately passes all the shit, immediately shits itself, because that's what happens. Oh no, I know, I know, I know. Do you reckon
that's what they do instead of getting vasectomies? They just kill their dick.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that also, if you don't want to have the guilt of a death on your conscience before casting Avada Kedavra, you sit on the wand so it feels like it's someone else's. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess you'd Avada Kedavra your balls, not your dick. You'd have to kill the balls. Because as we know, life starts in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-life podcast.
We are. We're incredibly pro-life.
Yeah. I believe. I love it.
It's so good. It's so much better than the alternative, I assume. But honestly, willing to be proved wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do it. Kill me. Better to find out.
Kill me. I dare you.
Fellas, come on.
Kill me.
What are we all doing after this? Everyone want to kill me?
I'm going to go hang out in the graveyard at my funeral.
Did you ever go hang out in graveyards?
When I was a kid?
Yeah, that was the thing that like people in high school used to do. I didn't.
No, I heard about it. I used to think graveyards were cool.
Mm.
You know, just kind of the idea of them. I walked to some, but no, I never hung out in one. There wasn't really one close enough.
Mm.
We hung out at the chicken joint.
Huh. See, that's much nicer to me.
Mm.
The chicken graveyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The graveyard of the chickens and potatoes.
Mmm.
What if we made a graveyard that was just a hot rotating glass case with people shanked from the ass to the mouth.
And this is how it should be.
And do you like this?
Yes, I like this.
Rotate.
Yeah, that'd be good. Would you...
That's a mausoleum though, actually.
If you had to eat a part of a person, what part would you eat?
First or... Like... Would, like, if I only...
Wait, you're saying I get to eat a part of a person?
Forehead.
All right, here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
You would you rather have sex with your mom?
Yes.
In your okay. Well, that's not the hypothetical.
Huh? Oh.
I get to have sex with my mom?
What?
Finally.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, you would eat forehead?
It, because I think if you like scrape it off and maybe, I don't know, it feels like it would maybe taste like jerky. Like it seems kind of chewy, the forehead.
It feels like it would really crisp up because it's pretty lean up there. Like there's not really much muscle there.
I've got a pretty muscly forehead, dude.
That are used for frowning.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Is it doing anything?
No.
Oh.
You're just moving your eyebrows. You fucking idiot. It's doing more now that you're raising them all the way up in consternation at the fact that you're a fucking idiot.
Is it doing anything?
Like, kind of, but no, you're just moving. There aren't any, I don't know, there might be some muscles up there, but I think it's just skin.
Well, is the person still alive?
It's like there's not, no.
So it's part of a dead person and like they're fresh dead?
Yeah.
Cheek.
Hmm.
What about you?
Probably hand.
Hand? Whole hand?
Not whole hand, but I'd pick at it.
Which bit of the hand? Like the heel bit? That meaty bit there?
Either the meaty bit or maybe there's ever so many jerk off muscles. Yeah. The way I do it, the quads.
Yeah.
I hold my hand perfectly still. And then thrust back and forth. You can actually really hit the glutes as well if you position the hand slightly facing down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're dipping. What I'm doing is essentially dipping my penis into my hand.
You know what you should do is... why don't you do a one-armed pull-up and hold your hand just over your dick, just move the entire body and the dick in and out of the hand that way.
That's good.
Why don't you do that?
I like that, yeah. Mm. Why don't I attach a fleshlight to the tricep push-down component of like a cable machine so just as I'm absolutely flexing, it goes to the base.
Yeah. Why don't you come on a battle rope?
Now this I like.
Yeah, you like that?
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you reckon they'd kick me out of the gym for just using the squat rack to jerk off?
Yeah, probably. I mean...
Doesn't seem right.
I think they probably would, yeah.
Okay, well...
I think they'd probably kick you out of the gym for coming anywhere.
Huh, interesting. All right, well, we got a Quidditch game, baby. Remember what this podcast is about? He's lighting up for the fucking thing. Oliver Wood says he got a concussion and woke up a week later after his first Quidditch game.
What I do is I rest my hand on my broom and then command it to fly back and forth.
Is it... Hey, what? Is it gay if you get your friend to ride his broom and put a fleshlight on the top of it and get him to ride his broom back and forth so the... Or give the broom a mouth. I don't know. No rules in Wizarding World,
give the broom a mouth, baby.
There's got to be a spell to just chuck a mouth on something.
Which bit of the... I mean, the broom...
I mean, the howler. What if you fuck one of those big angry letters?
Would you want to do... You'd probably get paper cut dick.
Well, you probably cast some kind of spell on your dick that means you don't get paper cuts. I don't know.
That's the way around it. You don't fuck the letter. You don't. Yeah. Why would you not fuck the letter? You just don't get paper cuts on your dick.
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of problems. Why don't we just hear solutions, right. Okay? We're really solution-based.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe some kind of... What's the opposite of paper? Maybe like a scissor condom?
Yeah, now we're
scissors
talking.
Scissors wins, yeah. So...
Actually, I would want a rock condom because I want to be absolutely encased by that paper.
Isn't that a song by the B-52s?
We have a
Quidditch match.
We have a Quidditch match. The Quidditch match goes on for so long. At multiple times, the children in the Quidditch match are replaced by a PlayStation 3.
yeah, riding on a broom.
Yeah. The captain of Slytherin has big fake teeth in.
Yep.
And is
so
very good
name?
At Quidditch. I don't know.
You did. You sucked him up. You sucked him.
I sucked him. It's true.
What's his name?
His name is Marcus Flint.
Marcus Flint. Yeah, he's got big fake teeth in, which makes him the nasty character, I suppose.
Yeah, because he's ugly.
Yeah, and there is one point that I thoroughly enjoyed.
He's the only realistic British person in this movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
baby.
That's what they all look like.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you go.
Oh, yeah, just there was that point where, I don't know, a Slytherin with a ponytail, I don't know who they are, but they miss a goal by the other team, and I don't know why they didn't just get the kind of like a door, like, you know, the action you do when you go...
Yeah.
Door.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just get...
The click across body and rats.
Yeah. Why did they need CGI for that?
Yeah, they make her CGI for that moment, which is
very
strange.
I mean, she flies into shot, but we've seen them fly into shot before and they weren't CGI. So why does her, consarnate click, have to be CGI? Maybe they just weren't getting the take from her that they needed.
Yeah, she kept going, yay.
Yeah. No, oh, God.
I'm Harry, she kept saying.
They've just got, so they just like flew
Harry
in
here.
A fucking Garfield toy on a stick or something that they then CGI'd.
Yeah, they were just, they were all out of ideas. They just got all the rest of the Thunderbirds puppets, taped them together and that's her.
Put lipstick on a horse and put it on a broom.
I will say, the CGI genuinely is less upsetting to look at than cats.
Yeah, yes, genuinely.
Like, yeah, because it is...
You want to fucking talk about cats? You want to divert and talk about fucking cats?
I don't know. I think... Yes, all the time. But also, what is there to say that hasn't already
How
been
about,
said?
Oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Professor McGonagall.
That's good. That's good. Let's move on. Harry catches the snitch, but in his throat, he throws it up.
Yeah. No gag reflex on this kid. Wait, strong gag reflex on this kid.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it mean.
It disappears
I don't know which one
by
it
the
mean.
End of the last book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And but we know why.
Oh, it's crazy.
Because the broom started wanting to be pleasured back.
Mm-hmm. You've got to kiss the broom back. That's a wizard's secret.
Yeah.
You've got to kiss the broom back.
It is a wizard's secret.
The wizard's secret is that when the real reason they select their wand so carefully is that each wand is molded exactly to the shape of the throat of the wizard who gets it.
And I will just correct you there. Actually, the wand chooses the wizard.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, right.
Didn't want you to get tweets.
I have not gotten a single tweet. And I've said some egregious stuff on this.
Anyway,
he throws up
Snape.
Because nothing tastes as good as
Wait,
winning
no,
Quidditch.
No. It's Snape. He's jinxing the broom. Jinxing the broom, what do we do? Leave it to me. Well, then why'd you fucking bring it up, Hermione? Why don't you just go fucking fix it? Did you need the praise? Is that why?
Hey, Ron, look, a problem that I, Hermione, are about to solve.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll stay here and look red-headed.
It was so great as... That's his job.
Hello.
So great as well, because everyone else is just watching Quidditch and then Ron's yelling, "Come on, Hermione!" And everyone should be like, "She's not fucking playing, dude."
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Dude, that's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another mudblood player on the... Oh, what? I can't say mudblood?
Oh,
fine. There's another muggle-born player up there, but it's not Hermione. Fine. Okay, it shouldn't be the M word, because the other word is also the M word.
Well, all Gryffindors look the same to me, so I don't know. It's not a stereotype if it's true.
You hated looking at the Weasleys at the end? Weasley brothers,
like, they're like kind of far away, and they look like wax figurines, just kind of high-fiving their beta sticks.
Yeah, the sun catches them, which is very... It's an unkind thing to happen to
a white red-headed boy.
Yes.
And there's two of them.
Oh,
they just look just terrible. But right near the end of the game, when Harry's going straight for that snitch, he just starts fucking hanging 10 on that broom, baby. Yes. Righteous. Fucking righteous. Fucking righteous move, Harry Rod. That wave.
Yars, please.
Yars, yar.
Yar.
Yar, I be a surfer. Yar, I be hanging 10 here at the Krusty Krab.
Oh, no. She's in a state of pure flow, unrestrained creativity. Linking from one idea to the next.
Oh, God. Well, imagine a Scar Harry Potter theme. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about his scar.
No, just like, yeah, we'll have the do, and then just throw in some fucking trumpet, baby, and some check
advance.
I love it.
Never had to ride a broom.
And I know someone who has.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Beep, boop, boop, beep,
boop, 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 boop.
What a great song.
It's a fucking great song.
I remember seeing that song, which is, of course, The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, is it actually? It has some it name is. That's not The Impression That I Get.
Oh, yeah. No, it is The Impression That I Get. Everyone calls it Knock on Wood.
Yes, you're right.
It's The Impression That I Get.
Yeah. Mighty Mighty Bosstones, a formative band for a 15-year-old white boy. Seeing that and being like, wow, I guess there is no limit to how lame you can be.
It formed something in me too.
Yeah, I know. That little part of yourself.
Yeah, 15-year-old
boy. Yeah. The little part of yourself that still to this day is like, maybe a little hat.
Oh, man. There are photos of me in my little hat.
Yeah. Did you have checkerboard Vans?
I had checkerboard Vans. Woof. And the reason that I got my little hat was because Frank Woodley wore a little hat when he was doing comedy with Colin Lane. So I bought a little hat, but I was also still into Scar. So it was like a straw fedora.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. There's photos of me on stage for the first time in a little red T-shirt and a straw fedora. And checkered pants.
Hell yeah.
Black checkered pants.
I had a canvas checkerboard belt that I got and then was like, you know what would be really cool? If this was slightly modded. And so I got a red biro and I colored in about 12 of the white squares and then I ran out of ink. And I never fixed it.
Oh, tumbles.
It was so bad. All the little things that you remember as a teenager being like, well, here's my first big swing.
Oh, boy.
Here's aesthetic for me. Wearing a long sleeve shirt under a T-shirt. That was a big one.
Oh,
for
that
me.
Was huge for
that
me.
That was huge. That was the first intentional fashion you could have as a child, melding two shirts.
Yeah, I started. I did the long t-shirt under short sleeve t-shirt, and then I did long sleeve, like button up collared t-shirt under collared shirt under t-shirt.
Under t-shirt.
Yeah, and that's a lot of. I know that's a lot of my photos. It's really fucking odd. I don't even understand it now.
Mm.
Like it was never.
It's baffling.
It's really odd. It was like I was treating t-shirts like they were sweater vests.
Yeah. I used to wear a t-shirt and then like a long light fabric button-up shirt that I never buttoned up over the top of it. And I would think of that as my going out outfit.
Oh, babe.
Because it meant that I was making an effort. Looks so bad.
My name is Oliver Wood, and I like to fly a broom. Ha 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 ha, hee hee hoo. Ha 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 ha, hoo.
Demi, how do you feel about Harry Potter?
No strong feelings. How do you feel about Harry Potter?
No strong feelings about it. I'm glad to see the back of this first Quidditch match, because while a lot happens, there's nothing to talk about, because genuinely, there were like 45 minutes to a whole minute of whoosh, whiz, whoosh.
Yep.
Of just people riding brooms past the camera.
Yeah. I mean, Lee Jordan makes the first appearance, I think, and he grows up to be Magnitude in Community.
Yeah, congratulations, pop, Magnitude.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
That's good.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.